Hi, this is Bowser from the Mario games. And while I'm not getting my ass kicked by a stupid little plumber with a dumb hat, I'm here to talk about the fact that a Patreon exists for the Frog Pants Network, and the Boop Show is a direct, I guess, recipient of the love you give there. I don't know. I'm just a big weird turtle thing, dragon man. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/frogpants and give just a little bit of money. It's not a lot, just a little. Like a buck a month. Imagine that. That's hardly anything. And that'll help Scott keep making this show. Meanwhile, I can spend my time trying to steal the princess and hiring weird Goombas to do my dirty work. Okay? All right. That's patreon.com/frogpants. This is the Boop Show, some gaming news you can use. It is November 13th, 2014. I am Scott Johnson. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Boop Show. This is Boop. And, man, can you believe this is already episode 29? We're one episode away from 30. What kind of crazy talk is that? Don't be crazy. So, Warlords is fun, and if you like World of Warcraft, that's an expansion there for you. Warlords of Draenor. I will, of course, spill most of my feelings about that expansion, or at least what I've seen of it so far, when we have a regular episode of The Instance, which happens tomorrow. So if you're really interested in that, come back for that, because I am not going to go into it too much here, except to say, loving it so far. I'm digging this story, and I'm doing something different this time around that I haven't done since, maybe Burning Crusade, like since 2006 and 7, which is read all of the quest text. I am all up in that this time. Every single word, every single quest, even side quests that don't matter that much to the core storyline. Reading it all. Why, you ask? Because I'm insane. No, because I feel like I want to have a richer, more broad experience with the game. I want to get every piece of story. It's almost like we get to kind of start over in a lot of ways with a lot of these characters in this expansion. So I am more engaged in an MMO when I pay attention to that stuff, whether it's spoken word or actual written text, depending on the game. I get more out of it. So this time around, I've decided I'm going to continue to try to get more out of it, and I'm going to read every damn bit of it. And then I'm going to keep blowing off steam in stupid little games like Binding of Isaac. What is that, the Definitive Edition or the Hellscape Edition or whatever it is? The latest release, it's like $15 everywhere. Steam, Vita, PS4, I think Xbox One. Did I read that wrong? Anyway, downloadable. It's the Meat Boy team, or at least half of the team, with this thing that's been out for a while. Binding of Isaac's, I want to say, is a good couple years old, right? The big difference here is you don't have to fight those controls on keyboard anymore. And I know you could hack in some controller stuff on the PC, but it was a pain in the butt. It never worked right for me and made me crash a lot. And I hated it. And that game was like, oh, this would be so good with dual stick control, you know, because that's what this is. It's essentially, it's a dual stick roguelike. And it's great on the Vita, man. Awesome. The controls are just what you needed. Control's great. You're not fighting them the whole time. You're just playing the game. And especially if you're a what the hell is it? PS Plus member, that thing. you will really enjoy it because it's free. It didn't cost you a damn thing. I assume it's cross-buy, although I haven't looked at PS4, so I don't know. Anyway, Binding of Isaac on Vita. Hell of a good time. You should try it. Okay? Let's dive right into the news this week. It is Thursday. That means that we're sort of toward the tail end of the news cycle for the week. I was here on Monday, and I enjoyed that day too. But some stuff has gone down. Some things have happened. Games have come out, number one. And while I'm still kind, I still feel like I'm sort of recovering from my trip to BlizzCon. I don't know why I feel that way. I don't know what that con took a lot out of me energy wise. So there have been a few naps that I don't normally take. You know, I don't know. I don't know what this says about me. But anyway, Microsoft has done something while we were gone, and that was file a new Battletoads trademark. How weird is that? Do you like yourself some Battletoads? You do? You say you do? Oh, well, good news. They've applied for a new trademark, which I suppose is a good thing if you're into that sort of thing. Somebody on NeoGAF spotted this. It's the United States Patent and Trademark Office update. It was on the 5th of November. Remember. And it doesn't confirm anything. It just means that the Xbox company has, you know, trademarked Battletoads and the series, which was originally created by British developer Rare. Remember Rare when they made great games and then Microsoft bought them and then they got kind of went nowhere, kind of disappeared. We don't know what they're doing now kind of thing. Remember that? Still thinking about that because that's still happening. came out originally on the NES in 91. Microsoft has owned, and this seems crazy because it seems like yesterday to me, but they've owned Rare now since 2002. Ooh. I mean, that explains, I had forgotten why we'd never seen much, unlike the GameCube had no Rare games. N64 was riddled with it, right? They had a real tight Nintendo relationship, but 2002. But Battletoads as a series or as a thing has laid dormant. There has been nothing. So could this mean a new Battletoads game coming to modern consoles? Could it mean as something else? I have zero guesses as to what this means. Maybe you know. If you do, write in, call in, let me know what you think.
Hey, Scott. This is Scott calling for the Boop Show. It's an awesome show. I like it so much. It's my second time calling in. Reason I'm calling this time is this show has gotten kind of acronym crazy, and it's perfectly normal. It happens on the Instant and a lot of the shows I listen to. But back in college, when I had to write a paper, you would have to actually spell out the acronym, then put it in parentheses, and then you could use it the rest of the paper. So I was curious if you wouldn't mind every now and again throwing out some of the acronyms, but in their full form, like FPS is actually a first-person shooter. Because you'll say MOBA and Dota, and I think today you did TF2, which I think is Titanfall, but a lot of these I don't know, and I know I can Google them, but I figured if I'm kind of wondering what some of them are, then maybe some other listeners might be wondering too. So if you could do that every now and again for people like me, that'd be awesome. Keep it up. I absolutely love the show. Boop.
All right. It's a fair point. I get it. There are people who aren't going to know what, you know, I feel like everybody should know what an FPS is, but you're right. I mean, that could mean frames per second. It could mean fools per second. Could mean fat party stickers. I don't know. It could mean a lot of things. So yeah, I will try to do that more. I just, you know, it feels dumb to say NES feels normal to me, and to say this game was originally released for the Nintendo Entertainment System sounds like I don't think you know what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? It feels I don't know, maybe there's a lesson in this why, you know, sometimes we make fun of reporters or journalists who use the terminology in such a way that is so obvious to us. We're like, oh, geez, we know it's a Nintendo Entertainment System. You don't have to spell it out for us. But maybe they do. Maybe your argument is the right one. Hadn't really considered it. And that's what I like about you guys. You bring me things that I had not considered. Just Cause 3 is coming. Did you know that? The next game in Avalanche Studios' wonderful, awesome game series. Their chaotic open world action series, Just Cause, or as my kids refer to it, Just Cause. it is headed to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Windows, all of this next year. This according to Game Informer. And it'll be fun. The new setting is the Mediterranean. I say it'll be fun, but I don't know. You know, I can't wait to play it. I don't want to assume anything. Game Informer says this, quote, vastly improved parachute and grappling mechanics. Well, that's good because those were important. Those were already pretty good, I thought. You'll have access to a new wingsuit, which is, you know, hopefully nuts and bananas because that's what that game's known for. And Avalanche describes it this, thusly, a fine balance between outright stupid and fun. I am all in. Avalanche Studios is in Sweden, And they have New York studios as well as Square Enix London. They're going to take advantage of all those resources and hopefully bring you something rad. Indonesian police have raided a game studio. They make mobile games. They thought it was a gambling den. Oh, man. Police in the Indonesian branch of mobile gaming giant Gameloft, or rather, excuse me, they raided the Indonesian branch of the mobile giant gaming. Hey, they raided Gameloft. I'm not going to say that again. This was all after a local law enforcement screwed up. They thought it was a local gaming, gambling gaming den, which there is, you know, illegal. They entered the studio without a warrant. They busted in there, forced their way past any kind of security, and they returned. You know, they never went back to even ask permission. They never called. They never knocked. They just busted in. And despite the raid, there were no charges on the game studio. Gameloft is known best probably for publishing a lot of freemium and like free-to-play, paymium mobile games. Paymium, is that a new... Are we saying paymium now? Holy shite. We can't use that word. Paymium? I mean, free-to-play and freemium, I was just starting to be okay with F2P and freaking freemium. But paymium? That's stupium is what that is. Gah. Anyway, they really cut their teeth mainly in iOS, now Android releases. You'd know them for all kinds of games. I mean, right now they're popular for, I guess, Cosmic Colony, Night Rises, Monster Life, The Dark, among others. They've done the what's the Diablo-like ones? Something, Demon Hunter? No, Witch Hunter, Chicken Hunter, whatever it is. There's like four of them. Anyway, they do all sorts of things. They also developed the Endless Spider-Man Runner, which is actually pretty good. Here's the thing about Gameloft. Oh, Order and Chaos is theirs as well. They rip off other games. I mean, just wholesale rip them off. But they make them, but they're good, and that's what's weird. Not used to that, right? That's a strange twist to all of this.
Hey Scott, it's Ron here. This is for the Boop Show. Had a couple things real quick. I was actually going to ask you if you knew or had any idea if the new IP Overwatch is actually going to be released on any other platform, or is it just going to be PC/Mac?
All right. We were told there, the only thing they would say for sure is that it is only on PC for now. And they did say for now. They didn't even announce a Mac version. This proprietary engine, I mean, I don't know where they're at with it or what their plans are with it, but one would assume the Mac development would come because they've always been very Mac friendly with all their games. They usually launch simultaneously. I would suspect that that'll probably happen here. Don't know for sure, and it's weird they didn't say, but that's where they're at with that. They announced no console plans. They were asked repeatedly. I asked repeatedly to people I talked to, and they're not answering any questions regarding consoles. However, it was painfully obvious to me that this game would translate directly to console without any problem. It's tailor-made for it. Well, I shouldn't say it's tailor-made for it. I think the PC version will be the definitive version, but this thing will play great on consoles. I have no doubt about it. I mean, it's just, to me, it's the writing on the wall. It's obvious. So to answer your question, they're not saying anything official, but if I was to bet real money, there's no way they don't put this on console. Be crazy not to. So watch for it. Mark my words, man. If I'm wrong, I'll eat a what should I eat? I'll eat a fly, a dead fly. That's pretty good. That's got disease and stuff in it. I'll eat that. Ubisoft is working to fix all your Assassin's Creed Unity problems. So it's famous now. This week, it's new, right? I haven't played it yet, for having worse than its prior generation game, the Black Flag game. In terms of graphical issues and glitches and stuff, it's way worse. Now, probably this is because it's a new engine, or at least a highly modified version of what they were using. They're trying to be truly next gen with it, or current gen now, not a kind of, you know, one foot in one generation kind of release like Black Flag was. It's got frequent crashes. Don't forget the 900p resolution lockdown that they did. That was a big topic for a long time there. Pretty controversial deal there. They can't even get 30 frames per second with 900p. So even with less P's, pixels of resolution, that's vertical, by the way, for those wondering about the acronym. Now I'm very mindful of the acronym crap. I gotta remember this. Anyway, The game gets as low as 20 frames per second, reportedly, on all platforms. The PC requirements on that thing are ridiculous, and even with a machine that is very capable of handling said specs, lots of issues. They are saying, although, well, Digital Foundry, you know them, they always do the comparison videos and stuff. They're planning to investigate the shortcomings in more detail over the next week so you can see this like video stuff. So that'll be interesting. They diplomatically say this. There's certainly the sense that both console versions of the game aren't running at their best. I would argue the PC version's in the same boat. They plan to fix the problems. Publisher says they're currently working on an update and a number of fixes that will, you know, attack these specific glitches, things discovered by players, including, I guess, the protagonist, Arno Dorian, your main dude there, right? Your Ezio of this series. He fell through the game world a lot, or is falling through the world a lot, or getting stuck inside hay bales. This is my favorite one. Dive off the building, do that graceful swan dive, poof into a hay bale, and then never get out again. They find his skeletal remains 10 years later, and the rest is history. Anyway, no word on date or when or what, but something's coming, so keep an eye out. Kirby has a date with you. And that's good because we like Kirby. He's a fun little dude. Likes to eat you and then take your powers away. It's kind of sick if you think about it. Anyway, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse gets a date. And that's great for Nintendo fans. February 13th, 2015. This is according to their Facebook page, I guess. Yeah, it's there. Is it Nintendo's? I guess it is. They had originally said it was for February, but now they've said, hey, here's a specific date. So there you go. Rainbow Curse is this game where you draw this multicolor line on the gamepad for Kirby to roll along as the pink puffball traverses weird and wonderful worlds. That's according to Joystick. You know, it looks, what was the one on DS, not 3DS? The DS had a game, Kirby's Canvas Curse, was it? This one's Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. So I assume it's almost the same game or similar game. And it was a brilliant game. It was really fun. I mean, that's not going to be the reason I'd buy a Wii or anything, but you could do a lot worse.
I wanted to hear your opinion on the lack of Nintendo releasing collector's editions of video games here in the United States. One of the best examples right now is there's not going to be a collector's edition of Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire released here. And they've already announced a collector's edition of Majora's Mask for the 3DS in Europe, but they have not, and they probably will not announce one for the United States. Let me know what you think. Thanks.
My guess is Nintendo has data that suggests that the United States is not a good market for Nintendo-specific collector's editions. I mean, if there was a reason for, if there was a big, compelling, money-making reason to release them here or to do it more often here, they'd do it. They do it with hardware, you know, specialized 3DS re-release, you know, XL with Mario's face on it or whatever, and Link or the Legend of Zelda symbol on the back, or like the Triforce and it's gold and things like that. They do that all the time and have forever. So I think that is a viable thing and they make money doing that. But I don't think anybody is that interested here. I think the Western audiences, I mean, collector's editions for them are very Western RPG style things, or even action games where you're getting a little helmet and a USB drive and a big art book. And like, there's a kind of a standard structure to collector's editions. I don't know what that is for a Nintendo game. What is that? What do you want? What's the extra stuff you want? That's the question I would ask myself and them. I don't know. I don't know what I'd want in a collector's edition from one of those. But yeah, it's interesting. We'll see how it goes. PlayStation View pumps cloud-based television into your consoles. They're planning this for 2015. PlayStation View, V-U-E, like Hue or Q, but with a V in front. So this is going to be their cloud-based service launching commercially in the U.S. sometime in the first quarter of 2015. And the idea is broadcast an on-demand TV to PS4, PS3, and even non-Sony devices like the iPad. So they'll have an app on there, probably Android app, is my guess. It will not, according to their statement, require additional devices like a set-top box or whatever, even though they have one now with PlayStation, Vita TV? It's a little bit confusing, I think, that they're releasing all these things at once. I know everyone wants to scramble to be Netflix, right? And that's how the subscription to this would go. According to that announcement, which happened today, it would be a month-to-month basis, sort of a la Netflix kind of deal. And, you know, Sony promises a competitive fee, blah, blah, blah. But we don't know what their content is. Is it just going to be nothing but their movies, Sony Pictures Entertainment and Columbia Pictures, whoever else they own? Is it going to be just them? I don't know, man. I got a lot of questions about this, but whatever. Good competition. Competition's good. Let's see if we can suck up some more bandwidth in this world with more television. Yeah? Yeah. Nearly 10 million Xbox Ones have shipped worldwide. That's good. This is according to Microsoft. Youssef Mendy, we talked about him before. He wrote on Xbox Wire. This is shipments in the U.S. Or originally, the post-it said shipments in the U.S., but they're actually worldwide shipments. So there was a correction. Quote, compared to the previous week, Xbox One sales in the U.S. have been more than tripled. I think they meant world again. Which is exciting as more and more friends will be playing together this holiday, Mendy says. As we head into the busy holiday season, Xbox One led Generation 8 console sales in the U.S. for the past 2 weeks. Shortly, we will have sold into retailers more than 10 million Xbox One consoles. Again, they mean worldwide, not in the U.S. They screwed that up. But that's still good. These are great numbers. That's not into homes, though. And I think that Sony's current 13 million claim is that they are purchased by people and not shipped to stores. Pretty sure that's true. But this recently $50 cheaper Xbox One without the unbundling of the Kinect, that thing, plus this Assassin's Creed Unity bundle I saw at Costco yesterday, which had Black Flag and Unity in there. I mean, those all seem like pretty good deals. $350, I think it was, at Costco. Yeah, this is good. Good for Microsoft. We want this. We need this. Competition is good. Let's blow it up, man. Let's do what you got to do.
Hey, Scott. Love the Boop Show. First time caller, long time listener. My question for you is, I picked up the new Halo Master Chief Collection this past week, and when I had to install the game, I had to download a 15-gigabyte patch, a day one patch for 15 gigabytes. Do you feel with today's digital means of getting games quick to you, are developers becoming a little more lazier today with making a half-completed game and just doing a patch when the game is released?
I don't know if it means lazy. We talked about this a little bit a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a few episodes ago. I just think it's... Nah. I mean, for them to sit down and plan what their plan is, like, what are we going to do? Right? Hey, we should put this out, but these other three things aren't done. Well, just day one patch it. Or shoot, we're too late for the gold disc, so let's put that thing in after the fact. Or let's put this in DLC. Right? We were going to put it in the main game, but I mean, I'm sure that these decisions get made across the board. It's bad because consumers can lose a lot of faith in the developers of choice and publishers because they no longer trust them to give them the full value of their $60 purchase anymore. And that's because some have screwed up. And when they screw up, you start to wonder about the industry as a whole. That's how this stuff goes. With great power comes great responsibility. Could Spider-Man have taught us a greater lesson? I don't think so. Even with that idiot Dingleberry, who played Spider-Man in the first three? Forgot his name. I don't like that guy. Towerfall expands into the dark world on PS4. This is in 2015, an expansion coming to Towerfall. Ooh. Ooh. Not Titanfall. I don't want to confuse anybody. This is Towerfall, a little 8-bit looking 2D battle royale game that I think is still maybe the funnest thing I've ever played on a console on a couch with more than two people. Good Lord, that game. So much fun. It's called The Dark World. Isn't that a Thor thing? Anyway. Arrives on PS4 early next year. I'll be totally getting this. It has new playable archers. They're all archers, so that's what you get. But there'll be new ones. 4 new levels, power-ups, and more, as well as some new game modes, stuff like that. They'll have, let's see, they've also upped the number of team deathmatch levels per tower to 5 in the expansion. So that's good. Oh, I'm really excited. They got some other stuff that they mentioned. In fact, some additional stuff, like more power-ups and things coming later. So I assume there's going to be another little expansion. What will this cost? I don't know. It was a PlayStation free game or a PlayStation Plus free game for a month. I got it when it cost $15. It was worth every penny. And I'll pay money. I don't know what you're not going to pay. I'm probably not going to pay $15 again. Probably pay, what are they going to charge? Like $9, $9.99 or something for that? That's worth it. Not a problem. I'm all in. Dragon Age Inquisition, and finally here, is doing well in the reviews. I'm pretty excited about this. What does it come out, Tuesday? Reviews are already really solid. People are saying it's great. Big open world. Not since Skyrim have they had this much exploration and satisfaction playing a big RPG, and that it's heads and tails over two, because two was garbage, and one was good, but one was kind of, you know, an experiment. But three, whoo, got it right on three. That's what I'm reading. Anybody out there play it yet? Anybody have any thoughts? Anybody? Come on now, let's do this right now. All right, let's get into some emails. By the way, the phone calls we've been getting come to us at 801-471-0462. Keep it up, man. Your calls have been great. 801-471-0462. If you keep it short and interesting and cool or whatever, it doesn't have to be, you know, amazing, but, you know, like the ones I play, it'll get on the show. It's like a Garen freaking tea. Or you can send us attachments and or your emails to boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. Got an email from Oprah Train. The Oprah. Get on the Oprah Train. Oprah Train here. Love the show. I've been listening since day one, but there is one thing that really bothers me. Where the hell are the user reviews? You know, the ones where you read off Metacritic and Amazon. I know some people don't like them, but I thought you decided you would read them every once in a while on an episode. That seems more than fair to me. Scott, don't be like that girl from Florida with the Breaking Bad action figures. Don't take away from all of us. Take it away from all of us just because a few people didn't like it. I love making fun of user reviews. Love the show, though. Keep up the good work. Oprah Train. It's the Oprah Train. All right, Oprah Train. I don't know. It wasn't that a few people... I didn't do it just because a few people didn't like it. I did it because I started to think about it, and I thought, I was a little mean-spirited. So that decision was about me not wanting to be a jerk. That's all. I mean, occasionally I may bring something up again, but I want to do it on a case by case. I don't want to just go, this guy's stupid. I'm going to read his review. What an idiot. I feel like I can do better than that. Email from Chris, who says, hey, Scott, love the podcast. I thought I had heard you mention in Patreon at the beginning of the last show. I went to give, but I couldn't find anything for you. Did I miss here? Thanks for the shows and keep up the good work. Boop, Chris. Well, Chris, let me tell you again. You did hear it. You just didn't write it down or remember it right. It's patreon.com/frogpants, all one word. Frog is in the animal or the amphibian. Pants is in what you're wearing right now, I hope. Patreon.com/frogpants. And I really appreciate it when you guys help us out there. Lance wrote in, how much of the genius would it be for MS and Sony to make their consoles freaking up, freaking grade, freaking able, meaning upgradable. Freak, he says. IR it the genius, sent from his iPhone, Lance. Well, Lance, I mean, dude, it's the same argument they've had for ages. Why aren't consoles upgradable? My PC is, why can't my console be? People ask us about their Genesis and their Super Nintendo Entertainment system. See there, I didn't say SNES. You like that? Their GameCubes and their Xboxes and their whatevers. Upgrades consist of like a new peripheral or a slightly bigger hard drive nowadays, but that's not going to happen. It doesn't make sense for them because they can't ensure that the base at large will upgrade their hardware. Because you can't guarantee that, you have disparity with the games. You got a developer who's like, well, I want to make a game based on the new hardware, but only a million of the 20 million people who own these things got it. That's not enough for us. So we got to make it for the lowest common denominator, which is the broader install base, which is the bunch of people who don't have upgrades. That's the problem. It's the reason why, you know, Kinect, for first generation Kinect, made little sense for developers, because even though I sold a bunch of them, they didn't sell nearly the install base of just 360s. So hardly anything came out. and what did wasn't very good. That's why initially I was excited the Xbox One would have a Kinect bundle, because it meant standard hardware across the board. Everybody would have one in their Xbox Ones, so every game you developed could, in theory, have some Kinect functionality, or specifically games written for the Kinect. And now that it's not in their standard, now it's kind of dumb again, because everyone's going to make it again for the lowest common denominator. It's frustrating. I get where your head is, but this is the same argument and it's the same answer. It just doesn't work. Ron wrote in, says, people may have already been talking about this. I'm just catching up on BlizzCon news today, but have you noticed the Overwatch symbol looks like two hands high-fiving? I can't seem to unsee it, and it's giving me a real teenage vibe. I hope the rest of the game is aimed just a tad higher in terms of age group. Ron. Well, Ron, part of this might be you assuming it's a high five when it's not. So you may just be seeing what you're seeing and nobody else is seeing that. I don't see it. It's like it's like anything. You see a logo, then it's like, hey, that logo looks like a penis. Well, now it does. That's more on us than, what's that called where people see things in things that aren't there, like the face on Mars or Jesus on a potato chip? It's like there's a term for that. I forgot it already. I used to know it. Anyway, that's where my head is on that. Ron, by the way, has a YouTube page, youtube.com/rsmalek, M-A-L-E-C. He does some Minecraft custom experience stuff there. If you're interested in that, go check it out. Nick wrote in, final email, says Microsoft is not changing the themes for Xbox One, because I made this point that, you know, are you going to do the theme thing or like PS1 or not? There are two ways to get the wallpaper onto your account. You can either unlock an Xbox One achievement and use that as your wallpaper. Achievement images on the X1 are 1080p wallpapers, not tiny GIFs like the 360 PS3 or PS4. Some game devs make better wallpaper than others. The other way to get wallpapers is to take a picture of whatever you want, upload it to the media player, and set it as your wallpaper. Then just set the color to something that matches the chosen wallpaper, and there you have it, a free custom theme. I wish Sony was doing that as well. I was so disappointed to see their themes on the PS4 are paid for. Well, not all of them are. Many of them are not, to give them credit. But I'm also of the opinion that themes should be free. I don't care who's doing them, how they're making them, or what your plan is. They should not cost money. And a reminder, if you want to get your email and your calls in the show, they are easy to do. 801-471-0462. Or boopshow@gmail.com. You can find us on the web at frogpants.com/boop. You can also find us on Twitter @boopshow. You can find me @ScottJohnson. And you can catch streaming repeats of this show at alphageekradio.com. We're also on Stitcher, iTunes, and wherever podcasts are available. If you have an app that doesn't have its own service to go subscribe to it, you just need the RSS feed. That's easy, too. You can find that over at the self-same website, frogpants.com/boop. Just copy and paste it. Stick it in there. Whatever your app is, you're good to go. Hey, a reminder, patreon.com/frogpants. That's where to do it. So go do that. You can also support the show by buying stuff at the Frog Pants store at frogpants.com/store. All right, that's going to do it. Next week, we'll be back. Got a whole nother show planned, so that'll be fun. In the meantime, I'd like to leave you guys a little bit of music. I love our friends over at OCERemix.org. Can't talk. And I found one that was kind of interesting. I was a big fan of Echo the Dolphin on the Genesis and the Sega, especially the Sega CD version, because it had this great sound in it. It's basically the same game, but had better audio. Like most, like pretty much the Sega CD in general, that hardware was weird, kind of dumb. It wasn't special in any way, except it could stream stuff from discs. And that meant some really crappy full motion video and some really great audio. But that was, you know, whatever. At the time, that was good enough for me. Echo the Dolphin for the 1993 release anyway on the Genesis. There's a remix here by Trace Dragon XVIK, which I guess would be 10, was it? 15, no, I hate no Roman numerals. What is that? XVI would be 10 plus 5 plus 1. So 6, 10, 16? Whatever. Doesn't matter. Anyway, it is awesome. It was posted originally in 2002, so it's been there forever, but I really like it, so I'm going to play it now. We'll be back on Monday. Monday. Is that when we do this show? Yeah, Monday for a brand new episode of Boop. Please come back. Please listen again. Tell your friends. Spread it around. Things are going great. Show's growing great. You guys are awesome. Love you all. Send me calls. Send your emails. We'll see you next time.
Visit frogpants.com. audio program so good, it's like you're there.